Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Crystal Pettit. And Crystal, we are dealing with widespread rain all throughout the state this morning, and it looks to continue throughout a good chunk of the week. What can you tell us about the rain that we're supposed to continue to get here?
Yeah, we'll see rain throughout the day today. We may see a bit of a gap in the rain then late this afternoon and evening before more rain moves back in during the overnight hours and into tomorrow morning. Rain throughout the day tomorrow. And all of this will come today through tomorrow night with a chance for some embedded thunderstorms in there as well. Main threat we're going to be seeing from the system with having those multiple rounds of rain and having a really good fetch of moisture from the Gulf with this is going to be a threat for heavy rainfall. We've been fairly dry, so at least today we're not anticipating a big flooding threat, but as we get into tomorrow, those multiple rounds of heavy rain are going to start adding up, and so we may have a threat for flash flooding tomorrow.
Okay, and are you guys expecting any severe weather with this?
We are not across central Indiana. The main threat we're going to be looking at is that heavy rain that can lead to some localized flash flooding and then lightning.
Do you think other parts of the state are going to see heavy rain as well?
Yes, it's a pretty widespread rain event, so there's potential for heavy rain across most of the state over the next couple of days.
All right. Any other, are you guys issuing any advisories like with flooding, or is there anything else people need to be looking out for there in terms of advisories or alerts the Weather Service may issue?
Not at this point. My recommendation would be to pay attention to those things, especially as we get into tomorrow and see if anything is issued for your area. Right now, we don't see anything because, like I said, it's been pretty dry, so a lot of people could actually use some rain. So I think that's what we're going to see for most of the day today and tonight is just that we're going to be getting that beneficial rainfall. And then depending on how things line up tomorrow, if you get an area that sees multiple rounds over the same spot, then we could wind up seeing more of a localized flash flooding problem in that spot.
Which parts of the state do you think really needed this rain the most?
Oh, that's a good question. Most of the state has been dry. I don't have the latest drought monitor up, so I don't have a good answer for that right now.
When you say... as we get throughout this week, it looks like, do you think Wednesday might be the last day that we might see some of this rain?
Right now, there's a bit of inconsistencies in some of the models that we've been looking at. And so when exactly the system is going to pull out is still kind of up in the air. We'll be taking a really good look at that over the next day, trying to get a handle on whether it moves out on Wednesday or if it's more into Thursday. But we should definitely see cooling temperatures. Today we're looking at highs in the 70s, so that will be welcome for most people from the 90s that we had in upper 80s over the weekend. And then when we get to the middle of the week, we're looking at things being a lot more fall-like. Wednesday we're looking at highs in the lower 60s, and the same thing for Thursday.
Yeah, it looks like temperature's really going to start falling here. How cold do you think it's going to get?
Low temperatures on Thursday night look like we're going to be down into the middle 40s.
Okay. And do you think it'll heat back up to anything like summer humidity we've been seeing, or do you think we're going to be pretty much heading into fall at this point?
I don't know that I'm ready to completely stick a fork in the high temperatures in the 80s just yet. As we're looking out into the end of the weekend and into next week, it looks like we could get warm again.
All right. She is meteorologist Crystal Pettit with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Crystal, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks. You have a great day.